ओम नमो भगवते तस्माय यता एतच् चिदात्मकम् पुरुषयादि विजाया परशया विधिमहि. श्री गजेन्द्र उवाच ओम नमो भगवते तस्माय यत एतच्चिदात्मकम् पुरुषायादिबीजाया परेशायादिबीधीमहि. श्री गजेन्द्र उवाच ओम नमो भगवते तस्माय यता एतच्चिदात्मकम् पुरुषायादिबीजाया परेशायादिबीधीमहि. श्री गजेन्द्र उवाच ओम नमो भगवते तस्माय यता एतच्चिदात्मकम् पुरुषायादिबीजाया परेशायादिबीधीमहि. श्री गजेन्द्र उवाच भगवते तस्माय यता एतच्चिदात्मकम् पुरुषयादिबीजाया परेशायादिबीधीमहि. श्री गजेन्द्र उवाच ओम नमो भगवते तस्माय एतच्चिदात्मकम् पुरुषयादिबीजाया परेशायादिबीधीमहि. श्री गजेन्द्र उवाच ओम नमो भगवते तस्माय यता एतच्चिदात्मकम् पुरुषयादिबीजाया परेशायादिबीधीमहि. श्री गजेन्द्र उवाच ओम नमो भगवते तस्माय यता एतच्चिदात्मकम् पुरुषयादिबीजाया परेशायादिबीधीमहि. मातुजीस श्री गजेन्द्र उवाच ओम नमो भगवते तस्माय यता एतच्चिदात्मकम् पुरुषयादिबीजाया परेशायादिबीधीमहि. श्री गजेन्द्र उवाच गजेन्द्र, the king of the elephants, said, Om, O my Lord, Nama, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Bhagavate, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tasmai, unto him, Yata, from whom, Etat, the body and the material manifestation. Chidatmakam is moving due to consciousness, the spirit soul. Purushaya, unto the Supreme Person. Adibijaya, who is the origin or root cause of everything. Paraishaya, who is supreme, transcendental, and worshipable. For such exalted persons as Brahma and Shiva. Abhidhimahi, let me meditate upon him. Translation. The king of the elephants, Gajendra, said, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Person, Vasudev. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Because of him, this material body acts due to the presence of spirit, and he is therefore the root cause of everyone. He is worshipable for such exalted persons as Brahma and Shiva, and he has entered the heart of every living entity. Let me meditate upon him. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, the words etach chid atmakam are very important. The material body certainly consists only of material elements, but when one awakens to Krishna conscious understanding, the body is no longer material, but spiritual. The material body is meant for sense enjoyment, whereas the spiritual body engages in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Therefore, a devotee who engages in the service of the Supreme Lord and who constantly thinks of him should never be considered to have a material body. It is therefore enjoined, Guru Shu Nanap Mati. One should stop thinking of the spiritual master as an ordinary human being with a material body. Arche Vishnu Siladi. Everyone knows that the deity in the temple is made of stone, but to think that the deity is merely stone is an offense. Similarly, to think that the body of the spiritual master consists of material ingredients is offensive. Atheists think that devotees foolishly worship a stone statue as God, an ordinary man as the guru, and an ordinary man as the guru. The fact is, however, that by the grace of Krishna's omnipotence, the so-called stone statue of the deity is directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the body of the spiritual master is directly spiritual. A pure devotee who is engaged in unalloyed devotional service should be understood to be situated on the transcendental platform. Sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Let us therefore offer our obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by whose mercy so-called material things also become spiritual when they are engaged in spiritual activity. Omkar, pranava, is the symbolic sound representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Tat Sat Iti Nirdesha Brahmanas Trividi Smita. The three words Om Tat Sat immediately invoke the Supreme Person. Therefore, Krishna says that he is Omkar in all the Vedic mantras, Pranava Sarva Vedeshu. The Vedic mantras are pronounced beginning with Omkar to indicate immediately the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam, for example, begins with the words, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. There is no difference between the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, and Omkar, Pranava. We should be careful to understand that Omkar does not indicate anything nirakara or formless. Indeed, this verse immediately says, Om Namo Bhagavate. Bhagavan is a person. Thus, Omkar is the representation of the Supreme Person. Omkar is not meant to be impersonal, as the Mayavadi philosopher considers it to be. This is distinctly expressed here by the word Purushaya. The Supreme Truth addressed by Omkar is Purushaya, the Supreme Person. He is not impersonal. Unless he is a person, how can he control the great stalwart controllers of this universe? Lord Vishnu, Lord Brahma, and Lord Shiva are the supreme controllers of the universe. But Lord Vishnu is offered obeisances even by Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. Therefore, this verse uses the word Parishaya, which indicates that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is worshipped by exalted devotees. Parishaya means Parameshwara. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are Ishwaras, great controllers, but Lord Vishnu is Parameshwara, the supreme controller. Sri Gajendra Uvacha Om Namo Bhagavate Tasmai Yata Etach Chit Atmakam Purushayadi Bijaya Parishaya Bidhimahi. King of the Elephants, Gajendra said, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Person, Vasudev. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Because of him, this material body acts due to the presence of spirit, and he is therefore the root cause of everyone. He is worshipable for such exalted persons as Brahma and Shiva, and he has entered the heart of every living being. Let me meditate upon him. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, the prayer of Gajendra is given. We're starting in the prayers of surrender of Gajendra. Usually when people are in a difficult condition or in pain, they cry out, Oh my God, oh Lord, help us. We all have practical example in our own life. Something goes terribly wrong, and we pray, Oh God, help me. Oh my God. It's easy to pray. But it's more difficult when one's feeling satisfied within this material world. Usually normal materialistic people want to take credit themselves. How are you doing? I'm great. I'm good. Whereas when there's difficulty, oh God, oh my God, oh God, help me. So Queen Kunti, in her prayers of surrender, just like Gajendra, Queen Kunti made some wonderful, wonderful prayers in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. She prayed, let the calamities come again and again. Because when I'm in a difficult situation, Lord, I can remember you always. And the whole idea of spiritual life is always to remember Krishna and never to forget Krishna. Unfortunately, and Queen Kunti also prayed, Janma Aishvarya Shruta Shri Enamana Madak Puman Nunam Pramatak Kurute Vikarma. We become intoxicated, maddened, due to our connection with sense gratification, due to being surrounded by sense gratification and absorbing ourselves in our senses, in good birth, wealth, so-called learning, and our beauty, we become intoxicated. And Queen Kunti prays that, don't let me be intoxicated by these things, because then I won't be able to feelingly pray, Jai Radha Madhava. And the whole idea of spiritual life is to feelingly pray. So Gajendra is in a situation now where he could feelingly pray, formerly so puffed up with his situation, even as the king of the elephants, now, after fighting with the crocodile, he had no other recourse. He had no other way to go except to pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that was not praying to the light or to some mundane person. Someone was at a program the other day and they were glorifying up and down Mahatma Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi was a mundane person. Srila Prabhupada is a transcendentalist. Devotees understand and openly preach the difference between a mundane politician. Obama is a mundane politician. He may be a good politician, he may be a bad politician. That depends if you're the left wing or the right wing, if you're a Democrat or you're a Republican. But he's a politician. Mahatma Gandhi was a politician. Srila Prabhupada was a Vaikuntha man. He was 100% pure devotee of the Lord. The difference, as we read in this purport, is one is totally spiritual and the other is mundane. So we don't glorify or worship mundane personalities. Oh, Obama, please give me Obamacare. You go on the website, you can't even get it. I tried to get for my son and I went in. The thing crashed and hours later we couldn't. And then it came, no, you don't qualify. We couldn't figure it out. What do? Pray to Obama? Glorify Obama? Of course, he may be a nice man. We don't really criticize, but he's a mundaner. We pray to Srila Prabhupada. We pray to Lord Krishna because they are transcendental. Krishna is transcendental, and when one prays to Lord Krishna, he's there. Krishna's within the heart of all living entities. Simply, we've forgotten, they've forgotten that Krishna is within their heart. Krishna consciousness is in their heart. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in everyone's heart. Simply, they've forgotten. And therefore, it's our business to awaken people to that Supreme Personality of Godhead lying within the core of their heart, to the pure devotee of the Lord and his transcendental pastimes. We have no other business. We may want to become a great teacher or mundane banker, accountant, or electrician, or engineer. Those are all right in the mundane sense. But devotee of the Lord knows that their real business, even if I am an engineer, or I'm a healer, or I'm an accountant, my real business is, first of all, to awaken, reawaken the love that is lying within my heart for Lord Krishna, and to spend my energy, my time and energy, awakening that love in the hearts of others. Everyone has that prema pumarta mahan, that love for Krishna deep within their heart. And unfortunately, due to karma, due to bad association, due to misidentification, that love has been covered up and perverted in this material world, that one will find love with the opposite sex or even the same sex or any sex, that one is thinking that is my real use of my love. That's where I will repose my love. And when their love gets stepped on and taken to the cleaners, so to speak, then one wants to give up the love that's there in the heart and become nothing, become nirvises sunyavadi, give up everything. This is natural tendency. I tried to love. My love was not reciprocated in this material world, and therefore forget about this world. Or, foolish person, let me try to love this one. Maybe, hold on, maybe that one. No, that didn't work. Let me try. The bus stops every 10 minutes for some people's love. I put my love here, till finally one day they wake up and see the love in my heart. These mundane persons that I've been reposing my love in, man or woman, are not worthy of the love that's in my heart. Because the love that's in my heart is meant, is there and is meant for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the spiritual master, the devotees. And ultimately, when one reposes one's love in Krishna, then one can love everyone and anyone spiritually. One no longer loves this material world because that is mundane and distasteful. When one experiences the actual love that's there in the heart, that's lying dormant in the heart, when one even gets a glimpse, then the pleasure of this material world, the saintly people have described, is like the amount of water that is in the hoof of a calf print as compared to the great ocean of water. That transcendental love that Gajendra was experiencing when he surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is all of our birthright and natural condition. But unfortunately, we forget. Even in our devotional service, we've seen devotees even, what to speak of mundane persons, forget and try to repose that loving propensity in matter again, or in mundane sense gratification or mundane persons. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada arranged this sadhu sangha, this association of devotees, the ISKCON temples and ISKCON festivals and ISKCON transcendental activities, to constantly remind us, I'm a servant of Lord Jagannath. My pleasure is chanting to Radha Krishna. Srila Prabhupada is my real father. People are confused, who's my father? They don't know who's their real father. Just like yesterday, my grandson came to our program. And he sees me at least once a week, every week, since the day he was born. So when the 17-month-old saw me, daughter was walking with him. He's walking down wherever, 4th Street in Long Beach. And he came running, "Papa, Papa." And my daughter had to tell him, "No, no, no. That's Grandpapa. That's not your papa. The other guy is your papa, the guy that lives with us, that we go to bed every night and you sleep next to in the big bed. That's not a papa." So the baby's confused. Who's papa? Anyone who looks familiar, who showers him with presents or smiles, that's a papa. So also in this material world, we're confused. Who is our real father? Who is the real source of our spiritual energy? Who is the source of our life? And unfortunately, we connect in a mundane sense with our mundane relatives and mundane association. But real father, that's Lord Krishna. Real father is this spiritual master. After Srila Prabhupada had passed away, Pragosha and myself went to see my mundane father. He had some money. We wanted to ask him for a donation for Srila Prabhupada's samadhi. We were in Chicago. We went to his house. And he said, "You know, I know how much you loved this Prabhupada and what he meant to you. I understood that he was like a father to you in a spiritual." He actually said. And he reached in his wallet. He comes from the Association of the Jewish Peoples. And he handed me and Pragosh $1 bill. With all the sincerity in his heart, we were thinking we'd get $1,000. Pragosh was laughing so hard because he said, "Now I understand you. I understand where you came from." And my father said, "Yes, every time I see the girls in the Los Angeles airport, I always flip them a quarter." And he said, "Ask any of the girls." And when I came to L.A. one time and asked the Matajis, "You ever met my father when he travels?" He said, "Is that the guy that flips us a quarter when he passes by every time?" I said, "Yeah, I think that's, maybe that's him." He said, "Oh yeah, we met him." Of course, everyone worships according to their capacity and mentality. If you have the mentality of the, what do they call in Spanish? Judeo. Then flipping a quarter and giving a buck on for a samadhi is something. And is done with devotion. But idea is, we have a mundane family, and we have our spiritual family. We have a mundane father and mother, and we have our spiritual mother and father. Spiritual mother is Vedas. Srila Prabhupada's books is your mother. That's a fact. If you don't understand that, read more. And soon you'll see, this is your mother. Mother never passes away. Srimad Bhagavatam is your mother. Cow is your mother. What is it? 7 mothers in Vedic life. Adho Mata, Guru Patni, Brahmani, Rajputnika, Dhenur, Dhatri, Tatat, Prithvi. So many mothers, the cow, the land, the nurse. Srimad Bhagavatam is transcendental mother. And Lord Krishna is the seed-giving father. Therefore, if we repose our loving propensity in our spiritual father, in our source, divine spiritual source, then Srila Prabhupada describes, Vedic literature describes, just like if you provide foodstuffs to the stomach and all the limbs of the body become nourished, or if one waters the root. What's the Sanskrit for that? By watering the root, all the leaves and all the limbs become nourished. Yasmin tu stay, jagat tu stam. By serving Krishna, the entire universe becomes satisfied. Your mundane relatives, your mundane association, actually become satisfied in their heart because Krishna is in the heart of everyone. So therefore, our only business, our main business, somehow or other, reawaken our own loving propensity for the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the divine association, the prayers, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting Hare Krishna, engaging in devotional service, and try somehow or other to reawaken the hearts of everyone. It's a lifetime business. There are millions of people just in America, in North America. How many? 300 million people? Some are dying, some are being born. Srila Prabhupada told the devotees, make your mission, every man and woman in the United States gets one of my books. If you actually calculate, we're distributing about 1 million books a year to 300 million people, of which I don't know the exact percentage, but at least 5% must be dying and 5% more being born. So what a huge job we can never, well, hopefully someday we'll be distributing 300 million books a year in North America. I don't know our lifetime, but we can strive for that. At least every household, every home, if you figure 4 people in a home, maybe there's 75 million homes. Who? You're kidding me. Well, we're in second place, that's for sure. Even though people think devotees are everywhere, after 40 years, we've distributed about, in North America, 40 million books. So if there's 60 million households, that's a lot of books. But don't forget, people have been evicted, people have died in 40 years, a lot of people dead and born. So we have a huge mission, huge mission. What to speak to get to the point of the Christians? Are you serious? 60 million a year? One group? Everybody. The whole mission. Oh, okay. Well, around the world, we're distributing more like 5 million, I think. 5 to 10 a year. 5 million a year. For 40 years, maybe 200 million. So this is our mission. We should take it very seriously. Know that whatever we're doing in this material world, is mundane and is not very important compared to awakening the love within the hearts of everyone for Krishna. All glory Sri Guru and Gauranga.
Hey, I went onto the website of both this temple, Spanish Fork, and the Colorfest, but there was no contact.
Okay, I'll update my notes.